The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. If you read the subject line and title of this podcast, you'll notice it said, Taking the Plunge. No! Wait! After the last podcast, recording it, building sandcastles in the sand, I remembered another summer water experience. I worked in the kitchen of a summer camp in northern Wisconsin between my freshman and sophomore years of college. And they weren't too sure, but they thought, well, we'll give it a try, a blind guy. I guess, well, it was really easy. It was a little bit of prep, putting things out before the meal, which took about half hour or 40 minutes. And then once the kids were all done, and there were over 100 kids, I received the dishes at the window. I'd have to scrape them and put them in a rack and then run it through the dishwasher and then pile back up the dishes. And they figured, well, let's give a blind guy a try at it. And it worked fine. It worked fine. And I worked there. But notice how I said that. It really ended up to be three-hour shifts for breakfast, lunch, and supper. About 9 hours every day. Well, after we were done, we could do whatever. Well, there's another guy there, a senior in high school, Bill. And so I remember one time vividly, Bill said, hey, let's go down swimming at the lake. And so we went down there at the lake. It had a pier, which is like a 4-foot walkway. And it looked like a capital A. That means there's two legs going out into the water. And in between the two long legs, about 10 feet in between them, midway, there was a walkway. And then at the very end, there was a walkway. And so you could swim in the shallow end up to that first cross pier, or in that middle between the two piers. And that was only about 4 to 5 feet. And then after that last pier, it was 6 feet on out to, well, who knows, because it was a lake. At the end of this pier, there was a tower. And the idea was climb the tower and dive off into the deep water. Well, I was a good swimmer, and swimming in the water of any depth did not bother me. But being blind, going way up 10 feet and jumping into the abyss and not seeing what's coming, now that bothered me a lot. Well, Bill, oh, what's the matter? Scared? Can't do it? Come on. Well, I wasn't going to let him keep on doing that to me, and I couldn't live that down, so I climbed up those stairs and about to jump, and I heard the wind whistling around my head and the waves lapping up against the pier, and I could tell how far down it really was. It seemed like more than 10 feet, I'll tell you. I had to back down. I could not jump. And when I got down, Bill obviously must have saw me scared and shaking or something, but because no longer was he making fun of me, but he was saying, oh, come on, Dave, it's okay. And he tried to very hard encourage me. I said, but I can hear the waves. I know how far it is. So Bill said, how about this? I'll count down 3, 2, 1, and I'll say jump, and then you jump. You just focus on me counting down. So I went up on the top of the tower, and he said, 3, 2, 1, jump. And I was focused on him, 3, 2, 1, jump. And I jumped. Next, I knew I was in the water. I did it! So I immediately went up and jumped again, and immediately went up and jumped again. And it was the third time I stopped at the top of the tower to enjoy it, revel in it. I did this! And I got scared again because I heard the wind and the waves lapping up against the pier once again. And I had to back down again. It reminded me then and also this week, and that's why I kind of remembered this story, because it reminded me of a Bible verse from Matthew chapter 14. Jesus had sent the disciples ahead while he dismissed the crowd, and they were rowing the boat across the Sea of Galilee. And it says they were a long distance away from shore, and they were fighting a stiff wind. And in the middle of the night, Jesus came walking to them on the water. And they cried out, it's a ghost! They probably thought maybe Herod, who had been threatening people and he killed John the Baptizer, maybe killed Jesus, and this was the disembodied Jesus floating on by. I mean, hey, never seen a guy walk on the water before. What would you think? And they were busy working, they were tired because they were fighting the stiff wind. Well, Jesus said three things. Take courage or take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid. Three special things. Be encouraged. Take heart. That wasn't a rebuke, but trying to help them. It is I myself. The same words and phrase that Jesus used in the Gospel of John when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. He was making a statement of who he was, and that related back actually to the Old Testament when God in the burning bush said to Moses, tell them I am sent them. That's my name. Peter heard that, and he said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out to you. Now, a better way to translate that from the Greek would be, since it's you, have me come out to you, or I'm so glad it's you, Jesus, you're my friend. Please, can I come out to you? Because that's really what the Greek implies. And Jesus says, come. And Peter went out walking to meet Jesus. And then it says in verse 30 and following, and he noticed the wind and the waves, and he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached out his hand and said, oh, you little faith. And he picked him up, and when they got in the boat, the wind stopped. I by the way, in case you didn't notice it, when Jesus said, oh, you little faith, why did you doubt? I did it with a chuckle, because literally that's kind of what Jesus was saying. He was pleased that Peter came out walking. He showed faith. He demonstrated faith. But in the middle of his faith, he had fear. Boy, isn't that the way we can be so often? In the middle of our having faith, we are afraid. We're strong and we're courageous, but then we show weakness. And the disciples remembered this story. I read in a book, they remembered this story, and it was an important story to the early church because there were many times they met the stiff wind of resistance when they were talking about Jesus after his resurrection and ascension. Heck, Peter was thrown into jail. James was beheaded. All the disciples were eventually killed except for John, who was exiled to an island for years. All of that. They faced stiff opposition. Well, you know, you and I, we do too. And sometimes it's from our family. Oh, come on, you trust that God. Or sometimes it's from our culture. The things that people say and do, and they don't even think about God, and they make fun of Christians. Sometimes it's from our own bodies. I mean, we'd want to do things, but we find ourselves incapable. Just like Peter, who didn't think he would be capable of walking on the water, but when he saw Jesus, he said, I believe, and he got out and walked. He did the impossible until he saw the wind and the waves. Now, this lesson didn't teach them that, oh, think and dream whatever you want, have faith, and it'll be. No, no. Because if that were the case, hey, if it had gotten down in the water, or James wouldn't have been beheaded, and the disciples wouldn't have been flogged. Faith helps us focus on Jesus so that we're not afraid. And that when he calls us to do what seems impossible, if that's what he wants us to do, we'll do it. It gives us peace in the midst of the storm. That's really the point that Jesus was trying to say. Because Peter, when he started to sink, he said, Lord, save me. Again, he showed faith. Jesus is with us always. Always. Even when we are weak and don't trust him so like we should, he's there to forgive and reach out his hand and help us. Just as he reached out his hands on the cross and let them be nailed there to die for our sins. That first time he died for our sins, yep. And now, whenever we struggle, please know, just like Peter, Jesus is always with us. And he says, oh, you little faith, don't be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. Jesus is with us. Focus in on him. That's what Bill helped me to understand. Don't focus on the wind and the waves down below. I focused on his words, 1, 2, 3. By the way, when Bill was no longer there, what I did that rest of that summer was I'd go up and I'd count to myself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'd be thinking and focused on my 3, 2, 1 jump. And I'd say it to myself. I'd be focused in on what I was saying. Because then I wasn't focused in on the waves and the wind, and I wouldn't be afraid. And sometimes that's the way we are in life. We no longer focus on the things that can cause fear, but we focus in on Jesus, who gives us the promises that he will be with us and help us no matter what. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you saved Peter, and by that you showed you'll save us again and again and again, even once we are eternally, spiritually saved. Help us, Lord, in our weakness, to be stronger, trusting in the promises you've made, not to be foolish with faith, but firm with faith, focused on you, our Lord, our Savior, our friend. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.